We dug in. Charlie had taught us well. We rested. We sat. Gearhart was on the radio. I tried to read him from where I was. Next to Gearhart, lying exhausted on the ground, was Jamal. Lobel was sitting against a tree. When I saw him, I froze. His eyes were open, but there was no expression in them. "Lobel," I called to him.
"What?
You okay?"
"Yeah."
"Shit, I thought you were dead." He smiled. His face was caked with dirt, and the smile showed his teeth. The blank expression in his eyes never changed. We waited until almost 1,200 hours before Gearhart signaled for us to move out. We moved back down the hill. We backed down the best we could. We got to the bottom and then ran the distance back to the paddy. Then we started back through it. It began to rain lightly. The trip back through the paddy went faster than it did the other way. We got away from the paddy and started moving toward the LZ. Stewart was already there when we got there. He was pissed. He told Gearhart to get over to the command post. Gearhart glanced toward us and then left.
"What was that all about?"
Lobel and Wallowick came over to where the rest of the squad was already sitting.
"All I know is that Gearhart got the order to regroup here," Jamal said. "It's my lunchtime," Pee-wee said, "so we had to break."
"Check your weapon,"
Dongan said to Johnson.
"It's okay," Johnson said, not moving.
"I said check your fucking weapon."
Johnson looked up at Dongan and then started stripping the 60.
"What makes you such a hot shot?"
Monaco asked Dongan.
"When you were still pissing your pants, I was kicking ass, kid,"
Dongan said.
"This ain't no fucking war. These slants can't fight. You go up against the Koreans, then you got your damn hands full."
We listened to Sergeant Dongan talk about how hard things had been in the Korean War and how tough the Koreans had been. I didn't care. I hadn't been in Korea, and I hadn't been in any other wars. I was in Nam, here and now, and here is where my war was. Gearhart came back. Brunner, kissing ass as usual, got up from a box he was sitting on so Gearhart could sit on it. Gearhart sat on it. I didn't think Lieutenant Carroll would have done that.
"The Vietnamese officer, Colonel Hai, has changed his mind," Gearhart said. "Now he wants his men to take the hill."
"We was on the damn hill already," Pee-wee said.
"That's why Stewart is pissed," Gearhart said. "After we reach the hill without drawing fire, Hai thinks it's safe. So send his men up, then he'll write up his report and take credit for the body count."
"What do we do, stay here?"
"No. We follow them back up the hill," Gearhart said.